And welcome to part three of Q&A with Mr. Hens. We're back at it. I actually had to go back and listen to one and two because I couldn't remember what I had said in those and what questions I had asked. Gone back, listened to it all, and we're ready to rock and roll with part three. We'll just start off with the questions right away. I'm pretty sure you're pretty tired of hearing me ramble on. So let's get to it. Do I have an unfulfilled fetish? The answer is yes. And I'm going to keep that one, that card close to my chest of what that is for now. So there you go. What is the biggest age difference I would consider for a partner? For me, age has no meaning. I'm sure I'm younger or especially younger than I am. And I'm sure there's lots of girls out there who are more mature for their age. So I think it's about the chemistry between two people. And I don't think age has any sort of reference between that at all. I've dated girls a lot younger than me. I've also dated women, or I shouldn't say dated, gone out with girls who are older than I am. So, and the whole gamut in between. So I don't think it comes down to age is just a number. I have no reference to it whatsoever. It's just the chemistry and the maturity level of each person that comes together for sure, I would say. What perfume do I use and which female perfume would I prefer? Funny you should ask. My friend of mine and myself have been trying to develop a unisex cologne perfume for both sexes. And we've been dabbling in, essential oils, and want to make it hypoallergenic and all organic, that type of idea. We've been playing around with the idea for about 2.5 years now. And eventually we'd like to bring this to market at some point after we've kind of developed a formula. We've been playing around with different scents here and there, putting them on, letting people smell us. And hey, is this something you'd want to have sex with? And which is basically what we're going with, which kind of ties into what I kind of started doing here. So maybe we can tie this all together. I think the scent that we're going for is my favorite scent. Sex and cookies. You can't go wrong with sex and cookies because they're just so both so yummy. So I think that's what I'd like the best is sex and cookies. What is my favorite fruit? Food is fuel for me, unfortunately. I've had a high metabolism my entire life and probably running at 200% beyond what most people run. So food has been fuel, whatever the most efficient form of putting nutrients into my body to make the machine run at all times is pretty much how I eat, unfortunately. I get tired of chewing sometimes. So obviously now that I've slowed down a bit, I'm going to try to enjoy some tastes, some foods, some different spices and things. I've always eaten very bland food and always eaten real food. So, basically fruits, vegetables, meats, fishes, that sort of stuff. Never really went for the processed stuff because it's not all good for you, that's for sure. Stay away from sugar. It's the evil thing of the earth for sure. I got an interesting one. Someone has asked me to speak in Portuguese. So I am going to do my best. I haven't rehearsed this. I haven't practiced. So please, please forgive me if I completely foobar it. So here I go. Papai te ama. I believe that's how it goes. Papai te ama. I hope that worked. I have no idea what it means, but I think I would love to speak some sort of Portuguese or Spanish or something like that. I think it's a very sexy language for sure. Do I ever read other work, audios, non-fiction stuff? Would you consider doing requests like that? I think I mentioned it before. Definitely would like to get into doing more audios for doing, video games and audiobooks. I do really like doing the erotic stuff. I would like to do try my hand at an audiobook for that. So maybe we'll give that a shot as well. As I mentioned before, I started the YouTube channel. I'm going to put more of the teasers for all the old little erotica stuff. I'm going to do new teasers for each of those stories that are up on Little Erotica, just to give it a new flavor, a new twist. Maybe some of the people who are listening to the ASMR stuff on YouTube, we can turn them to the dark side. And we'll draw them in into something a little bit more, sexual, rather than just listening to those boyfriend audios, which, you know, may work for some. And that's okay. Do I do much traveling within Canada or internationally? And what's my favorite place that I've been? For a lot of my youth, 15 through 25, I was a freehand climber and cross-country skier. And I loved going down to the Adirondack Mountains down in the States, New Hampshire, Vermont, New York, Connecticut area. And I used to do a lot of hiking, mountain climbing, and things like that, beer drinking. In my younger days, Canada is vast. Canada is immense. You have pretty much every geological place on the face of the planet you could find in Canada. I mean, as I say, you know, the winters are frozen, but those summers are just as warm as any tropical environment. You know, they go up to 30 degrees and humid. And beautiful, you know, beautiful weather, beautiful, you know, sun. We have lots of water with lakes and everything like that. I think I posted one, as mentioned before, of my cottage, and that is my sanctuary. And during the summer, I pretty much live there. Can't go wrong. Definitely a water baby, a lot of water sports. And things like that. So I'm very active in that for sure. So across Canada, yeah, I've been across Canada both ways each time. I just can't see all of it. It's impossible, you know. I've been to the Rockies, Vancouver, Banff, Calgary. Haven't been up north. Would love to go to Nunavut and see some of the places like that up in the Yukon and things like that. And I've been out to the East Coast as well, Halifax, New Brunswick. Would love to go to PEI. Would love to go to Newfoundland. Great places. Just, you have all the tastes of the earth in one huge country that you'll never be able to see in one lifetime. I have been down into the Caribbean a few times, in Florida. I love the beaches down there. Dominican has some amazing beaches. I love them. And so does Jamaica, and I love the people, so laid back. The time just has no meaning down there, and that is such a beautiful thing. Just love sitting back with nothing to do but breathe. It's amazing. Let's see, any more questions do we have? Dun, 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 dun. I think those are all the questions. I'm going to go quickly back. You're going to hear me turn some pages and go back and see if I missed anything. I think I mentioned about my favorite sex position, and I think I said all of them, and I think that is kind of a lie. My favorite sex position is finding that spot that does it for you. That's my favorite sex position, and sometimes you got to move around and do a lot of twisting and turning and finding out where that, you know, the key in the keyhole just fits perfectly, and you find that spot. That would be my favorite sex position. So it's obviously different for everybody, that's for sure. Describe myself in 3 words. No idea. I'd have no idea. You'll probably come up with a few yourselves. Have at her. What is my favorite part of my own body? Like everyone on earth, no one is ever happy with their own body. And I don't think I have a favorite part of my body. you know, you always find fault in your own stuff. So I can't say what the favorite part of my body is. I do apologize. It says, I seem like a pretty calm guy. So is there anything that annoys you? Yes. Kind of like my biggest pet peeve as well is complainers. Complainers that don't provide an alternative solution. You're just going to sit there and bitch and complain about shit without offering a solution or a different action. You know, don't bother. I hate that. I also hate stupidity, especially my own. That drives me nuts as well, for sure. Which of my audios do I feel best represents what I create? I think all of them. I think we mentioned before about everything from vanilla and cuddling all the way up to the more aggressive type sex. I love it all, and I think I try to do audios that represent all the things that I love about intimacy. And gonna probably do some more sensual ones for sure, because I love sensuality. I love the slow, methodical getting into things. Like I said, with the foreplay, each step getting closer from eye contact to body language to that first touch and kiss and smell and moving on from there. I love that sort of idea. And I probably will do a couple more audios like that for sure. There's a couple more questions that I missed. Like, how tall am I? I'm 6 feet, about 180 pounds. There you go. It's pretty simple, pretty average. And I think that is it for now. If I missed any questions or you have any questions that you asked that I didn't get to, hey, there's always, you know, quite Q&A number two. I hope to do one maybe in February. Let's try that. If you guys like this one, maybe we'll do another one. If I've lost all of you, I'll just do it for myself. How's that? I hope you had a great time listening to this. I know I absolutely loved it. And hopefully we get to do this soon again. I'm sorry, it's about 2 o'clock in the morning right now, so I'm a little tired and have a verbal diarrhea of talking nonsense. So I wish you all a very good evening, afternoon, morning, where it is, where you are. And I love you all very much. You mean a lot to me, and I hope we can pursue this project together. Take care, and ciao for now.